Digital Thinking, Announcing Faculty Domains. Andy Rush, Course Media Developer. How can a technology that is almost 30 years old still be important? In 1989, a British computer scientist named Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web. It's a technology so interwoven into society that it exists almost on par with the need for electricity. Therefore, I can't think of a topic with more relevance to the philosophy of digital thinking than UNF's newest initiative, the Faculty Domains Project. Before I explain what UNF Faculty Domains is, I'll start with a bit of history. First, let me say that the idea of faculty web space is nothing new. In fact, it is literally how the World Wide Web was born. Note that I am talking about the World Wide Web, henceforth I'll just refer to it as the web, a subset of the thing we call the internet. Before the web, there were internet components with weird names such as Telnet, Gopher, Archie, and email. Okay, that last one is not so weird because it's a staple of modern communication amongst humans. All of these exist because of the internet, which is essentially a set of rules for sending bits of information over wires, or through the air wirelessly, from one computer to another. Now back to how the web was born. Tim Berners-Lee worked at CERN in the late 1980s. CERN is a laboratory on the French-Swiss border that studies particle physics. Berners-Lee wanted to design a system that would enable better management of information associated with large projects. He would travel the world and meet with other computer scientists and demonstrate his hypertext system, and also show them how they, too, could write their own web pages and share their information. Eventually, web pages were popping up all over. At the same time, I was beginning my career as a technology support person at a state university in New York. I learned HTML and published my very first web pages thanks to some server space that the fine folks in the IT department were providing. Fast forward to 2004, where I was now an instructional technologist supporting faculty. After many iterations of web pages using HTML, my colleagues and I tried a bold new approach to website creation, where we each got our own web server space that offered technology beyond just HTML. We now had access to technology that could be used to deploy much more dynamic websites using richer programming language and taking advantage of the flexibility of databases. And while that sounds more complicated, the initial configuration wasn't insurmountable with most of that new software. Once configured, the content creation was much easier since it was separate from the website design. It was no more complicated than using Microsoft Word. As we played in our new sandboxes, we wondered if this fun new technology could be adopted by faculty for the sharing of their research and scholarly work. What if we gave faculty their own sandbox to play in? One of the advantages of having our own web space was that we could spin up as many sites as we wanted. If faculty wanted to try out WordPress, we could almost instantly create a site and give them an account to log in with. The next idea was to let faculty set up their own spaces with their own domain names. After a pilot program in 2012, where we offered faculty their own space, in 2013 we opened the Domain of One's Own program to everyone at the university. So what is UNF Faculty Domains? Well, it will offer UNF faculty the opportunity to create academic publishing spaces using modern web applications such as WordPress, Omeka, and Scalar. Faculty will receive their own subdomain, web space, to install the available applications, as well as easy-to-use management tools. These faculty domains can function as hubs for a professional presence. The service provides both simple templates for common needs and more sophisticated tools and support for faculty who wish to experiment. But we don't want you to simply experiment with your space. We want you to wildly experiment. We want to give you a sandbox and permission to play, just like we instructional technologists had the opportunity to do once upon a time. And while we will completely support you in making the perfect website, we also want you to feel free to explore the possibilities of a unique toolbox. Heck, we will even encourage you to break things. And we'll say, good, you broke it. Because you'll learn about how the components that undergird the internet and the web work. We want you to be not just thinking, but making. Because, young cat, if you keep your eyes open enough, oh, the stuff you will learn, the most wonderful stuff. Dr. Seuss.